I one story I really like was I talked to a person who had just retired as a district librarian. And when the program came along, she was a single mother with two young daughters, and she was collecting what we called mother's allowance at the time. And she said that every month she'd go and pick up her check and talk to her worker and say, okay, I want to get some job training so that I can be independent. And every month the worker would tell her to just go home and take care of her kids, and the system would take care of her. Mm-hmm. And when Mincome came along, she said, right, if I switch to this program, nobody can tell me how to spend my money. Mm-hmm. And so she dropped out of the welfare program, enrolled in Mincome instead, and took some job training, got a part-time job in a library. And over time, it turned into a full-time job, and then she became a district librarian. And when I spoke to her, she had graduation photos of her daughters on the wall, and she was incredibly proud of having modeled a different kind of a life for her daughters, both of whom had become successful and independent. And so those are the kinds of stories that people told us. They told us stories about, you know, up by the bootstraps and how a little bit of money made it possible for them to make tremendous changes in their lives.
That's really moving. What other stories did people tell you? That's fascinating.
Well, one woman who just died about a year ago in April, she had a disabled husband and six little kids, and she was running a hairdressing salon in her house to support the family. And you can imagine how much money you make doing that. So when Mincome came along, it, of course, supplemented her income. And she had this wonderful phrase about Mincome allowing us to put some cream in the coffee. It just allowed us to buy some of the little luxuries that other people take for granted.
That's lovely.